This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Yesterday, the joy of victory belonged to Eric Maynor of Virginia Commonwealth University.
Coach put me in a position to make plays, and I've been fortunate the last two games to make big plays for my team and get us wins.
His 15-foot jump shot with 1.8 seconds remaining on the clock left Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski suffering the agony of defeat.
You lose in the last few seconds after playing so hard all game. That's not an easy thing to forget.
And so it goes so far in the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament known as March Madness. Stefan Fatsis is a sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. He joins us now, as he does most Fridays. And Stefan, just how mad is it?
Not that mad. Duke's loss was the only surprise yesterday, the first day of the tournament, and it wasn't even that big of a surprise. This wasn't a terrifically good Duke team. Today, though, things looked more interesting. We had one upset. Number 6 Notre Dame was beaten by number 11 seed Winthrop. And then there was the number 15 seed Texas A&M Corpus Christi. They led second-seeded Wisconsin into the second half. They were trying to become just the fifth 15 seed in 92 games to beat a number 2 seed. Alas, they could not keep it up. They finally lost 76-63.
Now, the two most highly touted players in college basketball are making their tournament debuts. Greg Oden led Ohio State over Central Connecticut yesterday. And tonight, Kevin Durant leads Texas against New Mexico State. Both of these players are freshmen. Both might not be in college if not for this new rule.
Yeah, and the new rule is an NBA rule. In order to be eligible for the NBA draft, you have to be either 19 or one full year out of high school. This is the second year that this has been in effect. Now, the idea was to stop players who aren't ready for the pros from trying to make it in the pros. Make kids spend a year in college, improve their basketball skills, become more mature, allow NBA teams to see a more evolved product before they commit millions of dollars. And on the other end, maybe make high school kids try to get into college instead of thinking about the pros too soon. From a fan's perspective, it's been great. You get to see players like Durant and Oden star in college ball instead of riding the bench in the NBA.
We should say this rule does have critics. Texas Tech coach Bob Knight is among them. Last month, Knight called it the worst thing that's happened to college basketball since he's been coaching.
Yeah, and he's got a point. If a kid knows he's going to go to the NBA, he simply does not have to do anything academically in his second semester at school. And at some schools, he probably doesn't have to do much in the first semester in order to stay eligible. So this rule, in effect, codifies this existing perception, and in some cases, well, it's a reality, that college is just a way station for a few athletes and not necessarily about academics first. Maybe that's just honest. Knight said he never would have signed a kid like Kevin Durant, who's been described, I think we should say, as a good kid who's done well academically and hasn't decided whether to turn pro yet. Of course, Knight's team lost in the first round of the tournament yesterday.
Is there a better solution?
I don't know that there is. You could return to making freshmen ineligible to play college sports. That may force the NBA to expand what, in effect, would be a minor league system.
Now, the academic performance of athletes often gets overshadowed, but apparently there's some good news this year.
Yeah, the annual report by the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at the University of Central Florida on graduation rates and academic performance on schools in the tournament. If you look at freshman classes, they looked at freshman classes entering from 1996 to 1999. This year, almost all of the women's teams and more than 60% of the men's teams graduated at least half of their players within 6 years, and that's a big, big improvement. And now those numbers are for past performance, and everyone hasn't done great. Ohio State, top seed in the men's tournament, had a graduation rate of about 10% for those years for players that actually matriculated at Ohio State initially. And the NCAA has a different system now that they've implemented for measuring current student performance that threatens some sanctions if schools fall short of standards.
Now, Stefan, just very quickly, care to share who you picked to go all the way?
You know, I got out of the prediction business a long time ago. Every time I fill out an NCAA ballot, I finish near the bottom of whatever pool I'm in.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
That was Stefan Fatsis with The Wall Street Journal.